Welcome back to Chicken Philosophy. This is Ashtavakra Gita Part 3. If you would like to start at the beginning with Part 1, you can click right there. Fifteen. The clear space of awareness. The man who is pure of heart is bound to fulfill himself in whatever way he is taught. A worldly man seeks all his life, but is still bewildered. Detach from the senses, you are free. Attached, you are bound. When this is understood, you may live as you please. When this is understood, the man who is bright and busy and full of fine words falls silent. He does nothing. He is still. No wonder those who wish to enjoy the world shun this understanding. You are not your body. Your body is not you. You are not the doer. You are not the enjoyer. You are pure awareness, the witness of all things. You are without expectation, free. Wherever you go, be happy. Desire and aversion are of the mind. The mind is never yours. You are free of its turmoil. You are awareness itself, never changing. Wherever you go, be happy. For see, the self is in all beings. And all beings are in the self. Know you are free, free of I, free of mine. Be happy. In you the worlds arise, like waves in the sea. It is true, you are awareness itself. So free yourself from the fever of the world. Have faith, my child. Have faith. Do not be bewildered, for you are beyond all things, the heart of all knowing. You are the self. You are God. The body is confined by its natural properties. It comes, it lingers a while, it goes. But the self neither comes nor goes. So why grieve for the body? If the body lasted till the end of time, or vanished today, what would you win or lose? You are pure awareness. You are the endless sea, in whom all the worlds, like waves, naturally rise and fall. You have nothing to win, nothing to lose. Child, you are pure awareness, nothing less. You and the world are one. So who are you to think you can hold on to it or let it go? How could you? You are the clear space of awareness, pure and still, in whom there is no birth, no activity, no I. You are one and the same. You cannot change or die. You are in whatever you see, you alone. Just as bracelets and bangles and dancing anklets are all of the same gold. I am not this, I am he. Give up such distinctions. Know that everything is the self. Rid yourself of all purpose and be happy. The world only arises from ignorance. You alone are real. There is no one, not even God, separate from yourself. You are pure awareness. The world is an illusion, nothing more. When you understand this fully, desire falls away. You find peace, for indeed, there is nothing. In the ocean of being, there is only one. There was and there will be only one. You are already fulfilled. How can you be bound or free? Wherever you go, be happy. Never upset your mind with yes and no. Be quiet. You are awareness itself. Live in the happiness of your own nature, which is happiness itself. What is the use of thinking? Once and for all, give up meditation. Hold nothing in your mind. You are the self, and you are free. 16. Forget everything. My child, you may read or discuss scripture as much as you like, but until you forget everything, you will never live in your heart. You are wise. You play and work and meditate, but still your mind desires that which is beyond everything, where all desires vanish. Striving is the root of sorrow. But who understands this? Only when you are blessed with the understanding of this teaching will you find freedom. Who is lazier than the master? He has trouble even blinking. But only he is happy, no one else. Seeing to this, neglecting that. But when the mind stops setting one thing against another, it no longer craves pleasure. It no longer cares for wealth, or religious duties, or salvation. Craving the pleasures of the senses, you suffer attachment. Disdaining them, you learn detachment. But if you desire nothing and disdain nothing, neither attachment nor detachment bind you. When you live without discrimination, desire arises. When desire persists, feelings of preference arise, of liking and disliking. They are the root and branches of the world. From activity, desire. From renunciation, aversion. But the man of wisdom is a child. He never sets one thing against another. It is true, he is a child. If you desire the world, you may try to renounce it in order to escape sorrow. Instead, renounce desire. Then you will be free of sorrow, and the world will not trouble you. If you desire liberation, but you still say, mine, if you feel you are the body, you are not a wise man or a seeker. You are simply a man who suffers. Let Hari teach you, or Brahma, born of the lotus, or Shiva himself. Unless you forget everything, you will never live in your heart. 17. Beyond all. The man who is happy and pure and likes his own company gathers the fruit of his practice and the fruit of wisdom. The man who knows the truth is never unhappy in the world, for he alone fills the universe. Just as the elephant loves the leaves of the salaki tree, but not the neem tree, so the man who loves himself always spurns the senses. It is hard to find a man who has no desire for what he has not tasted, or who tastes the world and is untouched. Here in the world, some crave pleasure, some seek freedom, but it is hard to find a man who wants neither. He is a great soul. It is hard to find a man who has an open mind, who neither seeks nor shuns wealth or pleasure, duty or liberation, life or death. He does not want the world to end. He does not mind if it lasts. Whatever befalls him, he lives in happiness, for he is truly blessed. Now that he understands, he is fulfilled. His mind is drawn within, and he is fulfilled. He sees and he hears. He touches and smells and tastes, and he is happy. Whatever he does is without purpose. His senses have been stilled. His eyes are empty. He is without desire or aversion. For him, the waters of the world have all dried up. He is not asleep. He is not awake. He never closes his eyes or opens them. Wherever he is beyond everything. He is free. And the man who is free always lives in his heart. His heart is always pure. Whatever happens, he is free of all desires. Whatever he sees or hears or touches, whatever he smells or tastes, whatever he acquires, he is free. Free from striving and from stillness. For indeed he is a great soul. Without blame or praise, anger or rejoicing, he gives nothing, he takes nothing, he wants nothing, nothing at all. And whoever draws near him, a woman full of passion, or death himself, he is not shaken. He stays in his heart. He is free indeed. It is all the same to him, man or woman, good fortune or bad, happiness or sorrow. It makes no difference. He is serene. The world no longer holds him. He has gone beyond the bounds of human nature. Without compassion or the wish to harm, without pride or humility. Nothing disturbs him, nothing surprises him, because he is free. He neither craves nor disdains the things of the world. He takes them as they come. His mind is always detached. His mind is empty. He is not concerned with meditation or the absence of it, or the struggle between good and evil. He is beyond all, alone. No I, no mine. He knows there is nothing. All his inner desires have melted away. Whatever he does nothing. His mind has stopped working. It has simply melted away, and with it, dreams and delusions and dullness. And for what he has become, there is no name. The Master. Love your true self, which is naturally happy and peaceful and bright. Awaken to your own nature, and all delusion melts like a dream. How much pleasure you take in acquiring worldly goods. But to find happiness, you must give them all up. The sorrows of duty, like the heat of the sun, have scorched your heart. But let stillness fall on you, with its sweet and cooling showers, and you will find happiness. For the world is nothing, it is only an idea. But the absence of what is and of what is not can never fail. The self is always the same, already fulfilled, without flaw or choice or striving. Close at hand, but boundless. When the self is known, all illusions vanish. The veil falls, and you see clearly. Your sorrows are dispelled. For the self is free and lives forever. Everything else is imagination, nothing more. Because he understands this, the Master acts like a child. When you know you are God, and that what is and what is not are both imaginary, and you are at last free of desire, then what is there left to know or to say or to do? For the self is everything. When the seeker knows this, he falls silent. He no longer thinks, I am this, I am not that. Such thoughts melt away. He is still, without pleasure or pain, distraction or concentration, learning or ignorance. His nature is free of conditions. Win or lose, it makes no difference to him. Alone in the forest or out in the world, a god in heaven, or a simple beggar, it makes no difference. He is free of duality, wealth or pleasure, duty or discrimination mean nothing to him. What does he care? What is accomplished or neglected? Finding freedom in this life, the seeker takes nothing to heart, neither duty nor desire. He has nothing to do but to live out his life. The master lives beyond the boundaries of desire. Delusion or the world, meditation on the truth, liberation itself, what are they to him? You see the world and you try to dissolve it, but the master has no need to. He is without desire. For though he sees nothing. When you have seen God, you meditate on him, saying to yourself, I am he. But when you are without thought, and you understand there is only one, without a second, on whom can you meditate? When you are distracted, you practice concentration, but the master is undistracted. He has nothing to fulfill. What is there left for him to accomplish? He acts like an ordinary man, but inside, he is quite different. He sees no imperfection in himself, nor distraction, nor any need for meditation. He is awake, fulfilled, free from desire. He neither is nor is not. He looks busy, but he does nothing. Striving or still, he is never troubled. He does whatever comes his way, and he is happy. He has no desires. He casts off his chains. He walks on air. He is free, tumbling like a leaf in the wind, from life to life. He has gone beyond the world, beyond joy and sorrow. His mind is always cool. He lives as if he had no body. His mind is cool and pure. He delights in the self. There is nothing he wishes to renounce. He misses nothing. His mind is naturally empty. He does as he pleases. He is not an ordinary man. Honor and dishonor mean nothing to him. The body does this, not I. My nature is purity. With those thoughts, whatever he does nothing. But he pretends not to know. He finds freedom in this life, but he acts like an ordinary man. Yet he is not a fool. Happy and bright, he thrives in the world. Weary of the vagaries of the mind, he is at last composed. He does not know or think or hear or see. Undistracted, he does not meditate. Unbound, he does not seek freedom. He sees the world, but knows it is an illusion. He lives like God. Even when he is still, the selfish man is busy. Even when he is busy, the selfless man is still. Even when he is busy, the selfless man is still. He is free. His mind is unmoved by trouble or pleasure. Free from action, desire, or doubt, he is still and he shines. His mind does not strive to meditate or to act. It acts or meditates without purpose. When a fool hears the truth, he is muddled. When a wise man hears it, he goes within. He may look like a fool, but he is not muddled. The fool practices concentration and control of the mind, but the master is like a man asleep. He rests in himself and finds nothing more to do. Striving or still, the fool never finds peace, but the master finds it just by knowing how things are. In this world, men try all kinds of paths, but they overlook the self, the beloved. Awake and pure, flawless and full, beyond the world. The fool will never find freedom by practicing concentration, but the master never fails. Just by knowing how things are, he is free and constant. Because the fool wants to become God, he never finds him. The master is already God, without ever wishing to be. The fool has no foundation, fretting to be free. He only keeps the world spinning. But the master cuts at its root, the root of all suffering. Because the fool looks for peace, he never finds it. But the master is always at peace, because he understands how things are. If a man looks to the world, how can he see himself? The master is never distracted by this or that. He sees himself, the self that never changes. The fool tries to control his mind. How can he ever succeed? Mastery always comes naturally to the man who is wise and who loves himself. One man believes in existence, another says there is nothing. Rare is the man who believes in neither. He is free from confusion. The fool may know that the self is pure and indivisible, but because of his folly, he never finds it. He suffers all his life. The mind of a man who longs to be free stumbles without support. But the mind of a man who is already free stands on its own. It is empty of passion. The senses are tigers. When a timid man catches sight of them, he runs for safety to the nearest cave to practice control and meditation. But a man without desires is a lion. When the senses see him, it is they who take flight. They run away like elephants, as quietly as they can. And if they cannot escape, they serve him like slaves. A man who has no doubts and whose mind is one with the self no longer looks for ways to find freedom. He lives happily in the world, seeing and hearing, touching and smelling and tasting. Just by hearing the truth, he becomes spacious and his awareness pure. He is indifferent to striving or stillness. He is indifferent to his own indifference. The master is like a child. He does freely whatever comes his way, good or bad. By standing on his own, a man finds happiness. By standing on his own, a man finds freedom. By standing on his own, he goes beyond the world. By standing on his own, he finds the end of the way. When a man realizes He is neither the doer nor the enjoyer. The ripples of his mind are stifled. The master's way is unfettered and free of guile. He shines. But for the fool, there is no peace. His thoughts are full of desire. The master is free of his mind, and his mind is free. In this freedom he plays, he has a wonderful time. Or he withdraws and lives in a mountain cave. If the master encounters a king or a woman or someone he dearly loves, he is without desire. And when he honors a god or a holy place or a man versed in the scriptures, there is no longing in his heart. None at all. He is unperturbed, even when his servants despise him, or his wives, sons, and grandsons mock him. Even when his whole family makes fun of him, he is undismayed. For him there is no pain in pain, no pleasure in pleasure. Only those who are like him can know his exaltation. He has no form. His form is emptiness. He is constant and pure. He has no sense of duty, which only binds men to the world. The master fulfills his desires and is always untroubled. The fool does nothing and is always troubled and distracted. The master goes about his business with perfect equanimity. He is happy when he sits, happy when he talks and eats, happy asleep, happy coming and going. Because he knows his own nature, he does what he has to without feeling ruffled like ordinary people. Smooth and shining, like the surface of a vast lake, his sorrows are at an end. The fool is busy, even when he is still. Even when he is busy, the master gathers the fruits of stillness. The fool often spurns his possessions. The master is no longer attached to his body, so how can he feel attraction or aversion? The awareness of the fool is always limited by thinking or by trying not to think. The awareness of the man who lives within, though he may be busy thinking, is beyond even awareness itself. The master is like a child. All his actions are without motive. He is pure. Whatever he does, he is detached. He is blessed. He understands the nature of the self. His mind is no longer thirsty. He is the same under all conditions. Whatever he sees or hears, or smells or touches or tastes, the master is like the sky. He never changes. What does the world matter to him or its reflection? What does he care about seeking or the end of seeking? He is ever the same. The victory is his. He has conquered the world. He is the embodiment of his own perfect essence, by nature one with the infinite. What more is there to say? He knows the truth. He has no desire for pleasure or liberation. At all times, in all places, he is free from passion. He has given up the duality of the world, which arises with the mind and is nothing more than a name. He is pure awareness. What is there left for him to do? The man who is pure knows for certain that nothing really exists. It is all the work of illusion. He sees what cannot be seen. His nature is peace. He does not see the world of appearances. So what do rules matter to him? Or dispassion, renunciation, and self-control? His form is pure and shining light. He does not see the world. So what does he care for joy or sorrow, bondage or liberation? He is infinite and shining. Before the awakening of understanding, the illusion of the world prevails. But the master is free of passion. He has no eye. He has no mind, and he shines. He sees that the self never suffers or dies, so what does he care for knowledge or the world, or the feeling, I am the body is mine? The moment a fool gives up concentration and other spiritual practices, he falls prey to fancies and desires. Even after hearing the truth, the fool clings to his folly. He tries hard to look calm and composed, but inside he is full of cravings. When the truth is understood, work falls away. Though in the eyes of others the master may seem to work, in reality he has no occasion to say or to do anything. He has no fear. He is always the same. He has nothing to lose. For him, there is no darkness. There is no light. There is nothing at all. He has no being of his own. His nature cannot be described. What is patience to him, or discrimination, or fearlessness? In the eyes of the master, there is nothing at all. There is no heaven. There is no hell. There is no such thing as liberation in life. What more is there to say? Nothing he hopes to win. Nothing he fears to lose. His mind is cool and drenched with nectar. Free from desire. He neither praises the peaceful nor blames the wicked. The same in joy and sorrow. He is always happy. He sees there is nothing to do. He does not hate the world. He does not seek the self. He is free from joy and sorrow. He is not alive, and he is not dead. He is not attached to his family. Free from the desires of the senses, he does not care about his body. The master expects nothing, and he shines. Whatever befalls him, he is always happy. He wanders where he will, and wherever he finds himself, when the sun sets, there he lies down to rest. He does not care if the body lives or dies. He is so firmly set in his own being, he rises above the round of birth and death. He is full of joy, attached to nothing, free from possessions. He stands on his own. His doubts dispelled, he wanders where he will, never setting one thing against another. The master shines. He never says, mine. Gold, stone, earth, they are all the same to him. He is not bound by sloth, nor consumed by his own activity. He has severed the knots which bind his heart. Who can compare with him? Indifferent to everything, he is happy and he is free. there is not the least desire in his heart. Only the man without desire sees without seeing, speaks without speaking, knows without knowing. In his view of things, good and evil have melted away. A king or a beggar, whoever is free from desire shines. He is utterly without guile. He has found his way. He is simplicity itself. He cares nothing for restraint or abandon. He has no interest in finding the truth. He has no desires. He rests happily in the self. His sorrows are over. How can anyone tell what he feels inside? Even when he is sound asleep, he is not asleep. Even when he is dreaming, he does not dream. Even when he is awake, he is not awake. Step by step, whatever befalls him, he is happy. He thinks without thinking. He feels without feeling. He is intelligent, but he has no mind. He has personality, but with no thought for himself. He is not happy, nor is he sad. He is not detached, nor is he bound. He is not free, nor does he seek freedom. He is not this. He is not that. Amid distractions, he is undistracted. In meditation, he does not meditate. Foolish, he is not a fool. Knowing everything, he knows nothing. He always lives within. He is everywhere the same. Action or duty are nothing to him. Because he is free from desire, he never worries about what he has done or has not done. Blame does not disturb him, nor does praise delight him. He neither rejoices in life nor fears death. His mind is calm, never seeking the solitude of the forest, nor running from the crowd. Always and everywhere, he is one and the same. Spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Om.